wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Man, it's been a serious week. We've had candidates all over the place, and, you know, police chief was on, and we've been all kinds of real serious topics. And guess what? Today, no, it's not going to be a serious show. So if you're looking for serious politics today, then you probably need to change the channel. We're going to chill and relax. Happy Halloween to you. A Halloween tradition established. Fred Walker's here. How long, Fred, have we been doing? Is this like the third or fourth time?
Oh, my gosh, Andy. It has to be it. Least, I think. One time I recorded it with you.
Right.
We did up north with the kids, yeah, for their grandkids. But, yeah, so probably, I guess, this is either the fourth or fifth, more than likely. So.
Fred Walker from InfoWest is here. He does a spot-on, and I don't think I'm even exaggerating, spot-on Bobby Boris Pickett Monster Mash. And Fred is going to do it. Now, you might say, okay, this was all pre-recorded and whatever. No, we're live.
Live.
This is 100% live. Oh, by the way, Mello was here, too. Hi, Mello. Oh, is your mic on?
I don't hear
her. It worked a second ago. This would have to be operator error right now, Mello, because the lawyer guys got it to work. No, we got nothing from you. We might have to bring her in here. Mello, maybe you should come on in our studio.
It's your outdoor voice.
Yeah. Yeah. She's going to come join us in here.
Okay, good.
So, and I'll turn that one off, and we'll turn that one on when she's
come on
here.
Down.
So, for those that don't know Fred, well, you probably do know Fred, because when you hear, hello, it's Fred, your neighbor, that's... Hey. That's this guy
there you
right
go.
Here.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's actually a real person. It's not Fred. Just a made-up character.
Fred is your neighbor. That's his real name. He is a neighbor here in southern Utah. Fred, how long have you been in Southern Utah?
Actually, interestingly enough, this year, October 2005, so it's been 20 years this month.
Yeah. Nice. Mello, you've been here how long?
I don't do math in my head or in public, but I moved here in 2013.
Okay, that would be 12. That's not a hard one.
I get it wrong sometimes, so if I just say I don't do math, then I don't have to think about it. But I'm not wrong.
Well, in 2 months, it'll be 13, right? Because you go to 26. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, well,
that's mental math. I don't do that.
So it's a funny thing about southern Utah. When you come here, no matter how long you've been here, you're still kind of the newcomer. I've been here 31 years. Mm. I meet people all the time, and they're like, so you're an import, huh? And I'm like, well, I've been here 31 years. And they're like, so you're an import, huh? And I'm like, I guess, but I kind of feel like after 31 years, Southern Utah is part of me. I've been here, let me put it this way. I've been living in Southern Utah longer than I didn't live in Southern Utah. That should mean something, right?
Yeah.
That's true. And the changes you've seen over the years, even we have seen that over the last 20 years.
In 94. When we moved here, there were 35,000 people in St. George. Now there's about 110 or so.
Mm-hmm. Over 100.
And my wife got a job with Washington City. There were 5,000 people in Washington City when she got hired. And now there's about, it is the size that St. George was pretty much when we moved here. Washington City's over 30,000 now.
So that's crazy.
Things have changed quite a bit. And Fred, kids? You got a kid? How many?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we have two kids. We have a girl and a boy. We had,
okay,
so
and
we
how
had
old are
four.
They?
So, well, they're old
grown
now. They're grown,
yeah.
And they both have kids of their own. So now we've got three grandkids. So our daughter and son-in-law up in Springville, up by Provo area, we have a six-year-old granddaughter and a four-year-old grandson.
Very
so
cool.
It's perfect for Halloween time to see that. And then our son is in Macy's. He's the one that went to school. He went to Dixie to get the ROTC, went to the whole program there and continued with that, fell in love with the whole program.
Really?
And now he just, this month in October, is 1 year since he became a first officer for United Airlines. So,
do you salute him? And
yeah, that's right. So he's doing great. And then he and our daughter-in-law and our little granddaughter, Janie, she's 6 months old. Roughly, and in fact, for Halloween, they dressed up, and she's so cute. She's a little like 101 Dalmatian, so she's got the little button nose. And then Sam and Caitlin, they dressed up, and they're Horace and Jasper from 101 Dalmatian.
That's cute.
So our kids love doing, and our daughter.
Who's Cruella though? Do we have a Cruella?
We don't have a Cruella, but our family up north, they do that. They dress up too, and my wife and I, even the kids, when our son and daughter, we were growing up before we moved up here to San Diego, we would all dress up. We'd all dress up. 1 year we were was Scooby-Doo and score, you know, we had, so I had Scooby-Doo. Uh-huh. So somebody had to be Fred.
Of course, Fred.
And then my daughter
Fred,
and wife, they, you know, Velma and Daphne, and then our son was Scrappy, and then we had a dog, so that was Scooby-Doo. So,
okay.
Yeah, we love holidays.
What was that van they used to drive around?
The Mystery Machine.
Okay, yes, I remember. Yes. Did you
We decorated our van up, our Aerostar, the Mystery cool. Machine. And good trunk or treat times. So, so we've always dressed up.
I'm not a fuddy-duddy, but I was never really into costumes and stuff, and even when my boys were little, now when my something changed, so we kind of had two families. We had the boys, and then we had a big gap of 5.5 years, and then we had a couple of girls, and something happened between the gap there where all of a sudden I was expected to dress up for Halloween because I have daughters now, and so we've actually done a lot of dressing up. They're grown up now. They're both in college, my daughters, but
it's important. Now here's the thing too. Like I say, my wife and I, we were dating, we always went to activities, YSA things, whatever. We always dressed up in part of the costume. Kids came along. That was a tradition, right? Mm-hmm. We did it as single adults and then married couple. Kids came along. We did that. And then going fast forward, so we had two kids. And then our family, our kids, when they go out, they dress up too, all of them, spouses nice. Included. So it's kind of a tradition that we love to do for
Mel, what about you?
I'm not fun like I used to be. I just don't want to.
Oh, you're getting funny, daddy old, too.
I know. I wore a striped black and white shirt so I could say I was a Hamburglar if anybody asked.
If you had a red hat, you could be Waldo. Because it's similar.
Black and white, red and white, it's kind of similar. Yeah.
Where's Waldo?
Where's Mello? I don't know.
Where's Larry? who the heck is Larry? Anyway? Apparently yesterday, was it yesterday?
Yesterday,
I was on the radio and I had introduced, Fred's coming on and he's going to do the thing. And then right at the end of the break, I said, make sure to listen tomorrow to Larry Walker. Come on. And I was like,
Larry Walker? Who's that?
Well, Larry Walker, I had a friend named Larry Walker. And then at the same time I had this friend named Larry Walker, there was a Major League Baseball player named Larry Walker, who was actually, he was one of the stars of the league, and I guess Fred, somewhere in there, got
me mixed up.
Wires crossed.
So, when I first got this job, 2019, I went to my very first Chamber of Commerce, and two people came up and talked to me that first day. I mean, besides, there was a few people, you know, how you doing? But there were two people that were really friendly and really nice. One was Jimmy Keston. The other one was a guy by the name of, Fred. Fred Walker. Yeah, Fred really? Came up and talked to me. That impressed me. I was glad you came up, and you were part of the Sunshiners, and mm-hmm. you came up and welcomed me and were really nice.
Oh, good.
Fred and I have been friends ever since.
There you go. Yes.
And him and his wife cut a mean rug, too, at the hangar dance, right?
Oh, love those. Love those opportunities. And you've been wonderfully involved in some of our Chamber Sunshiner activities, too.
Yeah, and not as much lately, but in the past.
Back in the day when I remember you had, you'd smoke a mean brisket, or what'd you do?
It was brisket. I did pulled pork, too.
Pulled pork,
with a little help from Yori Ludvigsen, but
it was delicious,
good stuff.
Yeah.
And I wore a shirt. Mello, I have this shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I got it at the old barbecue pit stop with Troy. It looks like it's the Metallica logo, right? But you actually, there's a letter and they put A in there, so it's Metallica.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, I wore that shirt that night, and I think everybody thought I was some kind of metalhead or stoner or whatever. They're all like, oh, this guy wearing a Metallica shirt or whatever. And I asked at the party, I said, can you guys read my shirt? And I think there was one person in the whole room that said, oh, that's Metallica. Okay. They all thought I was a rocker, and I suppose I am a little bit of a rocker.
Aren't you a rocker?
I'm also a meat smoker. I'm more proud of that than listening to rock and roll.
Well, you've been in radio for quite a while, though. Didn't you do DJ work?
I was a DJ in my younger year. I worked at a rock station in Logan. In fact, there's a guy here in town. He works with my wife over at Washington City that used to, as a teenager, he used to listen to me playing rock in Logan in the day. Yeah. And then one of the cool things, Fred, I'll tell you about this. Our station, we shut down our transmitter at like 2 o'clock in the morning. So it would go back on at 6 a.m. when the morning guy would come in. Well, I had the night shift. I was the guy that got to shut it down. So I would play, our regular plays from 9 till 12 and maybe even till 1. But that last hour, I knew the bosses were in bed And we were about to shut down the transmitter, and I played whatever the heck I wanted, including the song that we're about to sing,
Montage, there you go.
Around Halloween. But, yeah, I played whatever I wanted. But I had one guy call me, goes, hey, man, I just wanted to tell you that I listen to your station every night. The best music is between 1 and 2 a.m. That is just the best music. I'm like, yeah, baby, because that's my music.
So, that's your soundtrack. Yeah. That's great. So, oh, my gosh.
All right, are you ready, Fred?
Hey, I think it's time for a little Bobby Boris Pickett.
Yeah.
So, let's get that going. And you've got your, don't forget, I mean, you're.
I have exactly, two lines or something in it?
They're important. They're the most important lines.
They are, I get to play Drac for a minute, and then I get to play Igor, or Igor, or Yegor, or however you say it. Yeah, and the part, was that Marty Feldman that played that in Young Frankenstein? That's Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was fun.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's do it.
Fred Walker, not Larry. Fred Walker playing the Bobby the Boris Pickett version of the Monster Mash. Fred, let's do it.
Yes.
He's got to get in character here.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from its lab began to arise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash from my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode. They did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. They caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking. Now we're digging the sound. Igor and Shane back by his mane hounds. The coffin fangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Ticker Five. They play the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They play the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist? It's now the monster mash. It's now the monster mash. And it's a graveyard smash. It's caught on in a flash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band. And my monster mash, it's a hit of the night. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you. Then you can monster mash. And do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash. Then you can monster mash.
That's good.
Igor, you impetuous young boy.
That's good.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Oh, that is awesome. Fred Walker from InfoWest. Fred, your neighbor, playing Boris, Bobby Boris Pickett. Fred, great job.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. Thank you for being part of it. Mel, I love you. You're over there getting rocking into it.
She was, and Mello has it on video.
I just missed the first section. I'm like, I should be recording this.
Yeah, we're going to that needs to be online on social media very soon.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, good times. Brought back a lot of fun memories back over the years as a kid and growing up. So I appreciate that.
Fred, have a fun night. night tonight.
Thank you.
Halloween.
Yes.
You don't get a lot of trick or treaters coming to the door. Is that what you said?
Oh, we used to, but not as many anymore and stuff. Okay. And so what we do is we kind of go out and walk around the neighborhood because we don't have the kids anymore.
Still dressing up. What are you going to do?
We're gonna see. Last time we were we had this cardboard on our back and we wore white shirts and together we were. It was a kind of a tannish kind of cardboard with little dots all over it. Oh. And we wore white shirts. And then when my wife and I hugged, we were s'mores.
Oh, nice.
Let's see how that goes. But it'll be a lot of fun seeing what everybody else has done in their neighborhoods.
Well, Fred, thank you for coming on today.
Thank you. Andy, my really pleasure. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. Boris or Larry or Fred or whoever you are. Thank you, Fred.
Fred Walker.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to this part of it. Fred, thanks for coming in here and being a part of things. We got a couple of fun things planned. I think I'm going to tell my pineapple story now, right now, though. Mello, are you ready for the pineapple story?
I am so ready.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. All right, so see you, Fred. So the other day, I did a story. Now, people know me. I'm not a big fan of vegetables. I don't eat many vegetables, and I don't eat many fruits. Some, but not many. Mm-hmm. Pineapple is the one fruit that, for me, if you go top 10 list of fruits, I can't name 10 that I like. But I can tell you this, the number one is pineapple. I do like pineapple. I love pineapple.
Okay.
So, and I especially love pineapples when they come in a pina colada, virgin, of course. I don't put the rum in it. But so the other day, there was a press release from the Dole Company. And Dole has developed, and you know, all the crossbreeding and, you know, the hybrid and whatever, they had developed a pineapple called the Colada Royale. It is a pineapple with hints of coconut flavor in it.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people are like, come on, really? Does it? So I did a story about it, and I said, I have got to get me one of these eventually. I'm going to get one. I've got to try these because they sound incredible. Well, somebody from the Dole Company came across my story.
What?
Yeah. Now, mind you, this is real. This was this week. I think I did the story either Tuesday or Wednesday. And so the Dole Company, lady's name was, I think her name was, oh, shoot, I can't remember. Karen Ramirez, I think, is her name. Anyway, so yesterday I'm sitting here doing, this is after the show, I'm doing work in here, working on podcast, doing all this stuff, and I see on my little monitor for the front door a FedEx guy with a big, giant box. And
wow.
I'm like, okay. I didn't think much of it because boxes come all the time and none of them are for me.
Right, equipment right? and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so whatever. And then about a half an hour later, my boss comes in and he goes, hey, there's a box for you up front. And, of course, being a conservative radio host, you know, a little bit paranoid. I'm like, well, is it a bomb or what? You know, I don't know.
You open it.
Yeah. And he goes, no, it's actually, it looks like it's from Dole, the Dole Company. I'm like, wait, what? He says, yeah, it's a box from the Dole Company in Texas. And I was like, at this point, I still wasn't sure what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it says Colada Royale on the outside. I'm like, no.
Oh, that's so cool.
No way. So I go up front and I find this box and it is 35 pounds of Colada Royale pineapples. And what you think that's a lot of pineapples, that's actually only 6 pineapples because a pineapple is like 6 pounds or 5 pounds by itself.
Okay.
But anyway, they had, this Karen Ramirez lady had saw my story online about the Colada Royale pineapple and how I couldn't wait to get one. The backstory on that is I had, after I'd written the story, I had gone to all the websites of all our stores in the area, Smith's and Harmon's and Walmart and Albert's. Nobody had them yet.
Okay.
And even though they were released that day. So anyway, I kind of knew I wasn't going to be able to get one for a while. Well, I get that box, I open it, there's these pineapples, and they're Colada, they're the new ones.
So they're actual pineapples, or they're cans of stuff?
No, the actual pineapples.
No way.
So yesterday was a big day for us, so I didn't open them. I did some stuff, because yesterday was my wife's retirement party and everything. So I didn't want to make it about me and these pineapples, but I wanted to make it about her. But after everything was over, we got back home, it was probably, I don't know, 6 or 7 o'clock at night, and I could not wait to cut those pineapples open. And I cut the one of the pineapples open, and it is amazing.
Really?
It tastes just like a regular pineapple, but there's that little undercurrent of coconut. It tastes like a pina colada.
That is so cool, actually.
And I've been doing this for 7 years. Nobody's ever done that anything like that. That was crazy.
So. That's awesome. So when you cut a pineapple, how do you do it? Because that's the worst part about getting a pineapple is cutting it. I had a thing from Pampered Chef, and you just cut off the top and the bottom, and then you like put it on the top and squished it down, and it cut off all the sides and poured it.
Yeah, okay. So we had this. There's a tool they sell. They call it a pineapple corer or something. Anyway, it has a handle on top, and you actually screw it into the pineapple.
Okay.
And it has a hole down the middle for the core, and it cuts it up that way. Well, the problem is that tool, last time I used it, I broke it.
Oh.
So I have these pineapples, and I'm like, what do I do here? So I just did the old-fashioned way. I got a knife and cut the skin up and cut it up into pieces. And there's actually some in the refrigerator. In fact, you ought to try one before you leave. There's one in the fridge. Not a whole pineapple, but a baggie of some of the pineapple
pieces. I'll be one piece because that's all I can really handle.
Yeah. I tried to give one to my boss. I'm like, hey, because, you know, you want to, you know, smooth the balls a little bit.
Yeah, sure.
He's like, I get cankers from pineapples. I can't do it. I'm like, okay.
No pineapples for you then, Bart.
No pineapple for you, Bart. So anyway, but that to me that was so cool, and I have made myself a note that when I get off the air, I'm going to send this Ramirez lady a note and just thank her for. You think about they had overnighted. This was FedEx overnight. A 35-pound box of pineapples.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the pineapples themselves, I think they're like $7 each, $6 or $7 each. So you got 40, something, maybe 50 bucks worth of pineapples, and then you overnight a 35-pound box, which FedEx overnight would be...
It's not cheap, because I...
Yeah.
No, I
If you send a letter
days.
Overnight, it's like 30 or 40 bucks.
Yeah,
now, imagine a
35-pound
box. Yeah.
So. At least.
That was really cool. And I guess their trade-off is, look, this guy's promoting our product, and people are going to want to buy it, and it's worth it. But for me, it's just like, wow, out of the blue.
That's so sweet. And that she saw your article. Did you hashtag Dole in it, or how did you get them to see it?
I didn't. I mean, it's in the article, you know, Dole, and I quote from their press release and stuff, but I didn't. Yeah, it just, somehow she found it.
That's awesome.
I think there are people in these big companies, their whole job is to search online for stories about them.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this lady clearly saw my story, liked it, and sent me stuff.
How fun.
Very cool. I think it's very cool. I have a couple of pineapples left that I'm going to give away, but I don't think I can give them away on the air because there are too many people who would want them. What I will give, though, right now is I call it brunch, breakfast and lunch. I have $10 to Angelica's and $10 to Donut Run. If you'll text me right now, and you got to prove that you were listening. So you can text Dole or Pineapple or something like that to 435-467-5842. Text me right now for $10 to Donut Run and $10 to Angelica's. At 435-467-5842. Mello, we'll take a weather break and be back with Battle of the Candies here on Halloween. We'll be right back.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
In this life, we are all good at certain things and not good at certain things. And my wife is convinced anybody could be good at anything if they just try hard enough. I don't agree with that. For instance, I am not an artist. Drawing, painting, I've tried it. I've tried really hard. I suck. And I'm okay with that because I have other talents. I can talk on the radio. I can write. I'm a pretty good writer. Mello is pretty good at, what do we call it, staging? Making a house look good on
staging,
the inside?
Staging, organizing. I think I do okay at it.
So my wife, it's kind of funny. She's the one that said anybody can be good at anything if they try hard enough. But yet she says, I'm no good at designing houses. I'm no good at interior. I can't. That's just not me. And so she was like, we need to get someone that knows what they're doing in here. So I've been trying to enlist Mello here for a while. You need to come to our house and stage it. Now, and she just made me a proposition. She said, if you'll let me record it, right, Mello, then you will actually come and stage our house and make it look cool.
I mean, you have to pay for the stuff I'm bringing in. Like, I'm not.
Okay. I understand that. No, I'm not looking for a free ride.
Or organize. Like, I could organize a closet or organize drawers.
So we have in our living room one of those big old, you know, that was so popular 10, 15, 20 years ago, those big wraparound couch things. We still want to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, first of all, it's really big. And second of all, we got to find somebody that wants it. It's actually in great shape. It looks good. It's just we're tired of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we used to have five kids at home. Now we have no kids at home. So we don't need a big, giant thing like
right.
that. So that would be the first to go. We would have to get some furniture to replace that thing. And the hard thing, too, and maybe you're good at this, is getting someone to buy it. You know, I don't know, Facebook Marketplace
Facebook
or whatever.
Marketplace is the best you know, thing. But you can't get what you got out of you can't get what you purchased it for. Plus,
no, I don't know. I mean, I would take 1/4 of what we paid for it.
Right.
Because we paid a lot of money.
It just depends on what you want. Because if you hold on to the price, then you're going to just have to hold on to the item. You have to just be willing
like
to let
realtor.
Stuff go.
You sound like a realtor.
You have to be willing to let stuff go. I usually just, what I'll do is I'll pull all the junk out that I don't want. And I live on a busy street. And I'll put it on the street and I put free yard sale. And people just come and grab all my crap, and I don't have to take it all to the DI.
That's good. That's good. We put a desk out one time in front of our house, not that long ago, a month ago. Nobody took it.
For free? And
I
nobody
know,
came
it's
to
free.
Take it. You must
I'm
not
like
live
it's
on
a desk
busy street.
We're kind of up the upper end of our street, so we don't get that much traffic. But, yeah. By the way, Kelly won the brunch, the $10 to Donut Run, $10 to Angelica's Mexican Grill. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Kelly. A whole bunch of people texted, and thank you all for participating. I believe I am going to, not today, but I believe I'm going to Monday give away one of those Kelana Royale pineapples.
You should.
Yeah, because we have the two extra in it. I may eat them over the... No, I'm gonna save one to give away. They're really good. They're not like... They're not as yellow. So you cut open a pineapple, it's yellow. This one is more of a beige on the inside.
Okay.
And it has little hints of pink on the outside. Not very much, just kind of little shadows of pink. But, they're really good. All right, Halloween. Again, Mello is not going to dress up this Halloween at all, not even at nighttime or anything.
I got a costume. And
oh, you did?
It's a pirate.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'm going to
Like Jack Sparrow type pirate?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. And somebody gave me some aviator glasses and an aviator hat to go as an aviator, but I'm not feeling it. So I wore a black and white shirt striped so I could pretend I'm the Hamburglar and just pretend and still look like an adult, I feel like.
All right.
But a lot of people love to dress up. I have one friend and she's dressed up as a different person every day this week.
You know, I would say I'm not against dressing up.
No.
Just never really was into it, you know, and part of it is I'm a big guy, and honestly, I can't go to a costume store and just buy any costume. That doesn't work, because I'm 6'5", 300 pounds. I'm a big dude, and so I've never really dressed up. The past few years, the year I had my neck surgery, that was, I think, 6, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, I had the brace. It was a natural Frankenstein, because I had machinery, and I thought it was pretty cool, and
that's fun.
I have a black robe with a black hood, so I look like either if I do black makeup, I can be like Death, or if I don't do any makeup, it has a rope tie, I could look like a monk.
That would
so
be fun.
I have that one. That's kind of cool too. Maybe this is what turned me off of it. A few years ago, I got kind of a white tunic with a rope belt, and then. I was going for Fezzik from Princess Bride.
Oh, you know,
Andre
yes,
the Giant, the
I
big guys.
Mm-hmm.
I got the wig with the curly hair and everything, and I was like, this is perfect. To me, in the mirror, I looked like Fezzik.
Yes.
Very first party I went to, very first place I went, they said, oh, you're Bob Ross from the PBS, right? And I'm like, no, I'm not Bob.
Oh, that's funny.
And
Steve
at that point, the jig was up. I was like, this is stupid. Even when I threw in the anybody want a peanut or everybody move or something.
They didn't get it. That's so sad.
Yeah.
Then it's your vision.
A couple of news items. Sad deal out in Leverkin yesterday. A guy on a paraglider hit some power lines and died.
No.
Yeah, very sad story there.
Sad.
They tried to revive him. The first responders got there, but it was it was too late. Good news. You know that mural that we all did a little for? Did you ever do that, Mello?
I didn't do that.
So... Anybody was invited to have these paint parties, and you painted a 4-inch mural, a 4-inch tile to go on a mural that was eventually going to go up in City Hall. They have the mural up now. I'm looking at it right now on the screen. I don't know if you can see that, Mello. She's kind of over.
That is cool.
And they give you a color scheme when you get your tile, and so you have to paint in that color scheme. So if you look, you can kind of see a pathway, a couple of hikers, some red rock here, some grass, and then the red cliffs and mountains there. And these are all tiles that people painted, and they were told to use a certain color scheme. And I think it looks fantastic. The only only bad part is I haven't found mine yet. I've been looking through. I can't see mine. Mine was the kind of the orange color scheme with the mountains, and so I did actually the arch, the delicate arch thing. Mm. And there's like two or three other delicate arches, but the ones I have seen are not mine. And so I'm like, all right, we got it. Maybe I need to go there in person.
Maybe yours didn't make the cut.
No, it made the cut. Come on. I know I'm
a
lousy artist.
You said you're a bad artist, so maybe they're like, no. Yeah. You're not allowed to have kindergartners do it.
I'm not a good artist.
Evidently you are, and now you're published.
Yeah, well, it's on a wall somewhere, and there so is 400 other people's. Okay. Oh, I did want, but before we move on, I did want to mention this. So my wife is retiring today. She is done.
Congratulations.
Which is really awesome. She's, 1 year in Logan City, 29 years in Washington City.
Amazing.
And, yeah, incredible.
She's a sweet lady.
I was going to retire today as well. The company asked me if I would stay another week, and I was like, yeah, I guess. We'll train the new guy. Well, they haven't hired the new guy yet.
Oh.
And so they came to me yesterday, and they said, listen, we have a guy that applied late, and he's interested, but he's not sure yet. Can you stay a little longer? And I'm like, well, I'm going on a trip in mid-November, November 13th. I'm not going to be here. And they said, well, how about if we pay you for the whole month of November? I said, but I'm going to be gone 10 days and then Thanksgiving at the end of November. I mean, I'll work, but it's, and they're like, listen, we'll pay you for the whole month if you'll just come in when you are here. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to get paid for 22 days and work 10 of them. All right, I'll do that.
You are good at math.
Yeah, and said 12 again. So anyway, I'm going to be here through Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Officially. So,
I am here. There, it is kind of mixed feelings because with my wife retiring, I kind of was looking forward to also being home with her.
Yeah.
Instead, I'm going to get up every morning and go to work, and she will not sleep in. She's not a sleep in kind of person, but yeah, I'll be here and she'll be home, and that makes me a little bit sad. But
yeah,
everything else about it is cool. And honestly, if they can find the perfect person for this job, I'm willing to stay a little bit longer so they make sure that happens.
That's super sweet.
So we need the perfect person. Yeah. By the way, Mello does not want it. Mello has like 7 other jobs, and she was like, no, I'm not going to apply for the job. So I actually would have recommended you. I think you do a fantastic job, but they were like, but you were like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a significant amount of stress in this morning show. Because on talk radio, it's when I was a DJ on a rock station, it was 27 seconds of talk and then 17 minutes of music. And then 27 seconds. I mean, it was, yeah, there was some stress, but it was really fairly easy. On a talk station, it's lots and lots of talking. I do news, weather, traffic, sports, all that all morning long. And then we have a talk show here at the end. So
a lot of prep.
Yeah. It's, there's some stress involved. Yeah.
And I just have other meetings too on certain days that I just need to be at. It's just hard to balance everything. And I love to come in when I can and like host when you're not here. I love that.
And I was going to say, the good news is when I am going on my trip in the middle of next month, guess who's going to take over while I'm gone?
Melody.
Doing the show.
Yeah,
yay, Melody. Yeah. I love it. So
thank you.
Melody's going to be here. We'll have a lot of our regular guests.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are like, well, Vandy's not here. I'm not coming. And there were a couple.
Did they say that? Who was it? Tell me who it was.
Well, no, they didn't know you were hosting. They just were, they thought I was retired. This was back when they thought I was retiring. They're like,
okay.
Well, yeah. So we'll get it all figured out, and we'll have this morning show for you. And minus the pineapples, maybe.
No pineapples.
Okay, I got one more commercial break to do, and then we are going to do the Battle of the Candies. What is the, who will be the champion, the candy champion here on this Halloween in Southern Utah? We're going to get Mello's votes. You can vote in, too, right now if you want to vote in which ones you like. We'd love to hear from you, 435-467-5842. I have bracket style set up by DJ over our country station.
You too.
Bracket style on who is going to win. We'll get to that right after this short time. I think this is like a two-minute break.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back on this Friday, Halloween Friday. I'm Andy. Mello is here as well in her striped black and white shoes. She looks like a prisoner or Waldo or something. Isn't Waldo black and white striped?
No, it's red and white. Red and white.
I thought he had a red hat and black and white shirt.
No, red and white.
Right. I'll take it.
And a red hat.
Somebody's going to look that up.
I can tell you with 100% certainty.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know how you could be so certain about Waldo.
Because I was Waldo a couple years ago. My friend made me.
All right.
Yes.
By the way, Mello, I did an article on this a couple of days ago on 890kdxu.com. What's the age when kids should stop trick-or-treating?
High school.
Okay, but that's 4 years. Which high school? At 14?
Like ninth grade. Okay. Ninth grade. I think if when you can drive, right, about that time,
okay,
you should be going to Halloween parties with your friends and not trick-or-treating and causing a menace.
I'm down with that. That sounds good. I asked the question on social media, got a lot of answers. I also went on Reddit and put it on Reddit and got some answers. And one of the things, kind of the overriding theme from all the answers was, look, let's let these kids trick-or-treat as long as they want, because the other choices are, you know, if they're out, you know, doing naughty things, drinking or taking drugs or whatever, wouldn't you much rather have them standing on your doorstep wearing a costume than doing that kind of stuff? And they make a good point. It gave me pause. I'm like, yeah, because I was kind of like, they hit 14, they're done. But now I'm kind of like, you know what? Let them go as long as they want, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I have a daughter who's 15, and she starts planning her Halloween costume like in August.
Really?
Totally into it. And she picks random obscure characters, and that's what's going to be her character. And we have to piece it all together. And then my son, who's 8, he's like, Do I have to dress up for Halloween? Let's grab the one from last year, just a football jersey, and he's fine.
We went to a Halloween party last Saturday night, and part of our deal, we were running one of the contests. The kids were spinning for prizes and stuff, and we had dozens and dozens of kids come through. There was one kid that he came back 2 or 3 times. He was wearing a sweatshirt and shorts. And I was like, okay, we're going to be nice. We didn't say anything. We'll let the kid win and everything, but he didn't even try. If you're going to come to my door and ask for candy, you better at least try a little.
Just a little bit.
Right? Yeah. So
I like it when they come with the pillowcases. Those kids are prepared. They are going to have so much candy to brag about.
The other thing, I talked about this earlier on the morning show, was because they talked about kids and stomach aches and all the bad things that can happen of eating too much candy. I had this rule. They could go trick-or-treating. They could eat whatever they want while they were trick-or-treating. But when they came home, you do the parent thing. You inspect, you know, you pour them out and inspect them. I let each of my kids pick out 3 things from their deal to have that night. And then we would put the rest in a bucket that they could then spread out and have over the next few days after that. But that night, because usually it's like 8 or 9 o'clock at night, right? I was like, okay, 3 things. And, of course, they would pick the full-size Snickers and the full-size whatever. But still, I just kind of felt like if I didn't put some kind of limits on it, they would eat candy all night long. And there would be no sleep had.
So my 8-year-old, he actually doesn't like candy. So,
wait, what?
Yes, he doesn't really like candy. So I was going to take him to a trunk or treat party one of my friends was having. He's like, I don't really want any candy. I don't want to go.
Wow.
So when we get him, he'll get his bag. And I mean, he'll still, the joy is in the hunt, right? He'll get all the candy. Yeah. And then he has like a drawer and he puts all of his candy in the drawer. And then I throw it away in like 3 months. He just doesn't even.
Never finishes it.
No.
Wow.
No, okay. Same with parades. He wants to collect it all, but he doesn't want to.
Oh, he's out there diving for the taffy and stuff.
Yes, he'll get it, but he doesn't want to eat it.
Not the actual eating. Okay. All right, well, let's go with candy now. We're going to do the bracket style. This is set up by DJ. Bracket style candy contest to determine Southern Utah, well, mostly Mello and my favorite candies. All right, bracket upper left, Kit Kat versus Sour Patch Kids.
Kit Kat.
Now, here's the problem with this particular contest. You and I are both a little bit older than the age of 20, a little bit.
Barely.
And if you're under the age of 20, this is probably an easy no-brainer Sour Patch, right? The kids love the sour candies. But for you and I, Kit Kat, it's easily. Kit Kat wins, and it's not even close.
No, it's not even a competition.
All right,
there.
So we're moving Kit Kat on into the next round. Its opponent will be the winner of Butterfingers versus Whoppers.
God, those are both gross. I don't like either.
You don't like Butterfingers?
No, I don't. I don't like that. I don't like stuff in my teeth residue left. I don't like that, like in my molars.
I found out something about Whoppers. All growing up, you know, kids are stupid. We don't know how to do presents. We would always buy my dad boxes of Whoppers. We thought he loved them, right? We found out later, actually, just in the last year or so, we found out my dad actually only reason he liked Whoppers was he liked sharing with the kids. So he would open the box of Whoppers and give us all Whoppers. He wasn't really a Whoppers fan. Mm. He just liked sharing. So, I guess I'll rule on this one. Mm-hmm. For me, Butterfinger beats Whoppers, but only if it's fresh. If it's one of those hard Butterfingers that is just impossible to bite into, I don't want it. But
okay.
Butterfinger over Whoppers. Okay, that's the upper left. Lower left bracket, Airheads versus Almond Joy.
Almond Joy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I don't like chewy stuff. I don't like gummy candy at all.
Mm.
Which do you like?
This is a close one for me. So I like Mounds better than Almond Joy, not because of the nuts, but because Mounds is dark chocolate. Almond Joy is milk chocolate.
Oh,
and as
okay.
you know, I'm kind of a dark chocolate mm-hmm. snob. But in deference to you, I will go Almond Joy as we'll move them on in the bracket. Okay. And it will be facing, and this one might be the gross one for me, that the Almond Joy faces the winner of Milk Duds versus Candy Corn.
Oh, who did this?
DJ, you can blame him.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot eat candy corn. And what was the other one?
Milk Duds.
I don't.
Which get stuck chewy. In your teeth. Yeah. You don't like them. Yeah.
You can choose.
All right. I actually like them both. I don't love candy corn. I like candy corn. I like Milk Duds a little more. It harkens back to memories of going to the movies and eating Milk Duds while the movie's on. So we'll move Milk Duds on. So you have, so far, the survivors in the left bracket, Kit Kat versus Butterfinger and Almond Joy versus Milk Duds. Now let's go to the upper right bracket. This, I think, will be an easy one for me anyway. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups versus Smarties.
Reese's.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Come on.
Reese's is, it's next level. And I said the other day on this show, as much as I like Reese's, I had a vending business and I kind of got sick of them. And then Reese's Sticks came out. Reese's Sticks are, to me, that's the best candy on the planet.
I have a really amazing dessert I make. It's a brownie pizza. And then there's like a cream cheese peanut butter topping. And then it's got like bananas.
You had me up until the bananas.
It's got bananas and Reese's and...
She's going to sneeze.
Oh, my God, sneezes. That's fun. And peanuts and chocolate.
Okay, you had me till the bananas. I'm like, why you got to put fruit in my dessert? There's no need for that garbage.
Peanut butter goes good with bananas.
All right. We're running out of time. 3 minutes. So, okay, number two on the bracket, upper right, Skittles versus M&M's.
And M&M's for me.
This, to me, is a very close one. It's M&M peanuts, though. Is it still
those
M&M's?
Are my favorite candy.
All right, we're going to, for Mello, we're going to go ahead and advance M&M's, but I do like Skittles. I think they're really good. My wife tells me that they used to play this activity in Girls Camp where you stuff Skittles in your mouth. Every time the key word was said or something, you had to stuff more Skittles in your mouth. And she said, if you played that game once, you never want Skittles ever again. So, all right, lower right bracket, Milky Way versus Three Musketeers.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, if Milky Way Midnight with the dark chocolate and Three Musketeers, I think they have a dark chocolate version too, or they have a Three Musketeers Mint, but that's a
tough
one.
Why didn't you put Snickers in there? Then add
We're getting there. Okay. Quit jumping ahead. Okay. No.
I can't even see it, but these are not yummies.
All right, Milky Way versus Three Musketeers. I'm going to go with Three Musketeers frozen. Okay. We're going to freeze it.
With ice cream, I would take it.
Okay, and then the bottom right bracket, Twix versus Snickers.
Snickers.
Really?
You
didn't even think twice about it.
I like a peanut butter Twix.
Well, doesn't Snickers have stuff that'll get stuck in your teeth? Isn't
that's different because there's nuts.
Okay.
The nuts are okay.
All right. So, right bracket, Reese's moves on, M&M's peanuts moves on, Three Musketeers moves on, and Snickers moves on. Okay, let's go second round. Kit Kat versus Butterfinger. I know your answer is Kit Kat, easily.
You decide.
And I will actually, Kit Kat is one of my favorites, so I'm going to go Kit Kat, too. It makes the final four. Almond Joy versus Milk Duds.
Almond Joy.
And see, I'm just like, it's not dark chocolate. I would go Milk Duds. That's a tough one there.
Okay, you can choose Milk Duds.
Okay, Milk Duds is in the final four. Reese's versus Peanut M&M's. Ooh, Mello's in trouble now because he loves them both.
Peanut M&M's.
We only have 1 minute left. Okay, Three Musketeers versus Snickers. That's an easy one. Snickers moves on. So, you said Peanut M&M's? You knocked Reese's out?
I would eat.
Oh,
I will only eat Reese's if it's an ice cream.
Okay, final four, Kit Kat versus Milk Duds. Kit Kat wins that one. Mm-hmm. Peanut M&M's versus Snickers. And we're down to
M&M's,
1 minute.
It's up to you.
Okay, I'll go with you.
Okay.
I'll go with you on Peanut M&M's. So then your finals are Peanut M&M's versus Kit Kats. I know, we're probably going to pick the opposite thing here.
Yeah, I think so. I would pick M&M's.
I would pick Kit Kats.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if they would come out with a peanut butter Kit Kat, which is kind of what Reese's Sticks is,
okay,
I would be like, okay, we're in heaven. This
in
is
heaven.
Well, we've run out of time, Mello. It is Candy Day. It is Halloween. Enjoy the kids today. We bought cowtails to give out to the kids.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Hopefully they're going to like the full side, the big one. That's going to be fun. So what about you? What are you giving out?
We don't ever get any trick-or-treaters. We're just going to grab a bag and put on the porch and say happy Halloween.
We get a lot. So you can come to our
house. We get like 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I'm doing a high school football game. 4 o'clock, I'll be over at Pineview High School, Pineview versus Skyline. Thanks everybody for listening. Out of time. I will be back on Monday. We'll see you then. Bye, Mello.
Bye.